Module 11, Training. The training in the cognitive domain requires careful planning and implementation. This is where familiarity with the teaching models and assessments comes in handy, making it easier to complete plans and improve success. This is a beneficial introduction that you should build on in the future. Examples. There are examples of different teaching and training models and concepts that can be implemented in the cognitive domain to improve understanding at separate phases. Memory model. Move students through the sensory stage with relevant information to short-term memory. Chosen information is placed in long-term memory. Concept models. There are different concept models, but they focus on teaching concepts and using tools such as concept mapping. The number of training examples is extensive. The important thing to remember is that students should be met at their skill level with relevant information. Problem solving. Problem solving is higher in the cognitive domain. There are typically four different stages of problem solving. These are: identify the problem, discover possible solutions, look at solution alternatives, evaluate and choose. Problem solving should be modeled and is particularly effective in research projects and experiments. Qualitative assessments. Qualitative assessments are effective in establishing student progress and are implemented in the cognitive domain, where students should know how to practice them. Qualitative assessments are more inductive than deductive. Methods of qualitative assessment that can be implemented in the classroom include observation, focus groups, interviews, documentation. When employing qualitative assessments, you must develop the criteria for evaluation. Tracking and measurement. Lesson plans help establish the object and work towards the goals in education. The information from the domain, including actions and keywords, will help guide the creation of plans. A typical lesson plan uses a matrix, and there is more than one way to create a lesson plan matrix. The goals should be established and used to guide the planning matrix. Cognitive level, objective, strategy. Case study. Sarah was filling in for an accounting instructor at work. She was not sure how long she was going to be there, but she already decided not to use Roy's lesson plans. She also failed to create her own. The students did not move in a steady progression. By the time Roy returned the next month, the students were 2 weeks behind. He was frustrated with Sarah and asked her help in catching up the class.